I'm Marianne Kolbasuk-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm here at HIMSS 26 today speaking with Jim Roeder, who is VP of IT and HIPAA Security Officer at Lakewood Health System in Staples, Minnesota. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jim, for those who aren't familiar with Lakewood Health System, tell us very briefly a little bit about the organization, you know, the type of care it provides, the size, that sort of thing.
We're a critical access hospital. We have five rural health clinics, assisted living, long-term care, recently opened a cancer center. We serve probably around 30,000 patients is our active patient count in around the community we serve. It's about a primary service area is about a 30-mile radius around there.
So now, Jim, you're on a panel here at HIMSS speaking about some of the cyber challenges faced by small and rural healthcare providers. What are the latest cyber developments, challenges, issues that you're seeing as someone who heads up security at a smaller healthcare entity?
Yeah, so part of the panel was discussing the white paper that we did with the Health Sector Coordinating Council. We released that last year, and what we had done was interviewed, like, it was 42 executives from 31 states just to find out, you know, some of the challenges they're facing, much like we are as a rural facility. And, you know, some of the common themes were the workforce. You need workforce augmentation, some financial stability, and just trying to find a way that we can partner together and share resources. Particularly looking at like what we're facing, you know, we're trying to figure out a lot around the workforce. How can we do more with less kind of type of thing? So we have, you know, we're blessed to have an awesome workforce, but everyone we have kind of has that multiple hat type mentality. They have to do so many different things. And, you know, sometimes you have all these tools that you want to make sure that are implemented right and are doing everything right, but you just don't have the amount of time and workforce to do it. So that's one of our challenges we're trying to look at, is just making sure everything's implemented right and we're secure as we can be for our patients.
So now, overall, are there any signs of progress involving rural health cyber issues, you know, sort of on the national level, what you even see perhaps in your own state there? And what is your organization doing to help tackle some of those challenges that you face?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we're seeing right now and we're going to see this year is around the Rural Health Transformation Program that the White House put out. And I know Minnesota was awarded some of that grant, and then we did apply for that through the state of Minnesota and were awarded part of that as well. And so our goal is that hopefully we can take that and implement some cybersecurity strategies, things we haven't been able to do before, and protect our patients' data and move our facility forward.
So will the grant money help to hire people or to buy technologies, or, you know, how will that help?
Yeah, so there's like five different sections to the program, and then whatever you do against that program has to fall in those buckets. One of them is cybersecurity, and I think that's some of the challenges not only us, but a lot of people are working on, is like, what are the exact things that fit in those buckets? What's eligible? What's not? Is it something you have today, or is it got to be a net new product? So we're working through that. It sounds like fall of this year is when we'll be able to actually move on that.
How big of the funding will you get for that?
I don't know our percentage yet. I think, I believe Minnesota was somewhere around, was 100 some million, I believe.
So now, in terms of other technology challenges, maybe related to cybersecurity, in terms of maybe, you know, being either targets or technologies that can help, what are you kind of looking at right now?
I think probably like a lot of people is like looking at the AI products, like what's there, what can we adopt and leverage that can kind of, the facility we have, we don't have like a SOC or anything like that. We don't have any managed providers, but we're hoping there's tools that we can now adopt that'll do some of that for us. And also allowing us to be financially feasible still, where, you know, our checkbook's only so big. So some of those products just aren't feasible for us. But hopefully with the adoption of AI, it can kind of drive those down. But there's also that side we got to look at it. With any new product, new technology, is what risk are you taking on by adopting it? And that's probably the biggest challenge we're working through before moving forward.
So AI in the cyber technologies that are used, how about the AI that's being used or maybe tested or being looked at from the clinical perspective?
Yeah, so we use the Epic EHR, and so they are, you know, they're rolling out new features, new functions with AI constantly, which is, you know, great to see that they're adopting it moving forward. And then, so we're on their Community Connect platform, so once our host takes those on and make them available to us, then they offer out pilots to us, and then we hop on that, see, okay, is this one useful? Is this something we want to use? Does it meet... You know, does it align with our mission and value with what we're trying to do? And if so, then we can adopt it and move forward with it.
And in terms of AI being used for clinical issues or for clinical uses, are there privacy and security issues around that that you're also considering? Or, you know, what do you see on the horizon as something that might be a red flag, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that's with any of the AI adoption, whether it's within the EHR or if it's a cybersecurity tool. I mean, you got to have a strong governance program around it. You know, who has access to the data? What are they doing with it? Where's it going? So those are all things we have to consider as we look at each product and make sure not only are we comfortable with it, are we comfortable putting our patients' data within that as well.
So now, what about shadow AI? Is that something that is popping up yet in your organization? You see people using things that maybe you don't really know about officially, or even, you know, embedded AI in devices and other tech that, you know, is brought in, because you mentioned earlier that, you know, AI is showing up everywhere in terms of, like, you know, EHRs and so on and so forth. But the embedded AI, what are some of the concerns there for healthcare?
I think from our standpoint, the biggest concern is, like, our end users going out there and using ChatGPT or, you know, something similar, and then they end up putting some PHI or PII in there, and it's not part of our secure location in the cloud or our tenant if we're using Microsoft Copilot, something like that, and all of a sudden that information is out there without any restraints on it. I think that's our biggest concern. You know, we have some products that kind of show us where, you know, web traffic and where people are doing it, so we can kind of target those users and, you know, try and train them before it becomes a larger issue.
And as you look ahead, you know, to the rest of the year, what are you sort of looking at in terms of, you know, either cybersecurity projects, new technologies, you know, things that are, you know, getting you and your team excited?
Yeah, I know from the team standpoint, the biggest thing they're getting excited about is refreshing our wireless infrastructure. That's a big one we want to do and get everything up to Wi-Fi 7 and make you know, that capabilities available to all of our end users within the clinic. Beyond that, for myself, it's just seeing where the AI grows and adopted throughout our EHR, and then just looking at some new cybersecurity tools as part of that rural health transformation grant I mentioned, and seeing if we can hopefully get something in and leverage it.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I've been speaking to Jim Roeder. I'm Mary Ann Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.